I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish. Visitors from Minnesota and Wisconsin make up the biggest group of Boundary Waters Canoe Area Wilderness Permit holders each year. While they're there, they love to go fishing, and one of the most popular species to catch in the B-Dub are smallmouth bass. Like moose and bald eagles and loons, smallmouth are a signature species in the Boundary Waters Canoe Area Wilderness, but did you know they didn't swim there as recently as a century ago? I'll tell you how smallmouth found their way to America's most popular wilderness area when we return. But first,
there are lakes across Minnesota, Wisconsin, Michigan, and beyond that are loaded with fish, and nobody's talking about them. Onyx Fish helps you find them. Search by species, filter for big walleye, trophy panfish, or eater crappies. Check satellite imagery, depth maps, and public access points all before you leave the house. And now, Onyx Fish is available on Android for the first time. iPhone, Android, doesn't matter. Just download it and start planning. 7-day free trial, then just $35 a year. Onyx Fish. Find new lakes, get there with confidence.
Writing in Outdoor News recently, Boundary Waters enthusiast Mark Newsel shared the story of how smallmouth bass got into the Boundary Waters Canoe Area Wilderness. The story begins in the early 20th century when sport fishing and hunting developed into leading attractions for visitors to canoe country. Outdoor magazines like Field & Stream wove tales of giant fish in undiscovered waters available to those who wished to visit the region. The problem was, many of those so-called monster fish were northern pike, walleyes, lake trout, sturgeon, and lake whitefish that were pretty difficult to catch. Local civic boosters needed something that was easier and fun to catch, and the answer was the smallmouth bass, which was not native to the region. Among those who stocked the species was Ely area author and conservation activist Sigurd Olson. So next time you catch a Boundary Waters smallmouth, thanks, Sig.
This has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at OutdoorNews.com.